All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with another half hour of Shale Hail Secrets.
Shale Hail.
All right, despite all the rituals to calm myself down, I nearly hit someone driving back home. I tear into the house as soon as I can. Leah smiles at me as I enter. You're in a rush. Actually, I am. You are? I thought we could talk about... No time, sorry. You can tell me tomorrow. I've got to go to my room.
What?
Are you okay? Of course. I sign rapidly at her, then rush into my room. Remember, shit went down last episode. I throw my laptop onto my desk and then quickly open the Recently app. I look for Haley Holmes again and open her folder. Cash Messenger recently sent... It's gone! Of course it is. It's no longer recently. It's been, what, 20, 30 minutes? I wonder how long the cash lasts. That's a good question. That's why Alexis Vanderman's pick didn't show up when I double-checked later. The cash had expired already. The first time the picture appeared was because while she was leaving the IT lab, she looked at her own nude picture for some reason. If anything happens to my nudes, I'm gonna blame you. That's what she said to Linus. So she decided then to check up on them, I guess, and when she did, the pictures wound up on the cache. Maybe she's done something recently, it'll show up. It's worth checking. I navigate to Alexis Vanderman and double-click on her folder. There's the same folder again. Cache, cloud, images, recently loaded. I guess I'm in the thick of things now, so I might as well check up on it. Oh. My. God. Oh. What the hell is this program? It just became not safe for work. What did I just install on my computer?
Call it the Dream Machine.
You have unlocked a new episode. Hey, did you play all the endings? Shale Hail Secrets doesn't end here. Stay tuned for more. And if you haven't checked out our other project yet, our new friends are waiting for you. Streaming for Love is their new project.
Play the next episode?
Yeah. They're on X. I need to holler at them. Hey there, welcome back. Would you like a recap of what's happened so far in the world of Shale Hail Secrets? Skip.
Really.
Not much happened. It's the first episode. Did I really expect to sleep after such a discovery? Holy flying fuck, my mind is racing. There's no way I can stay in bed. I can't help myself. I need to find out more. What exactly is this shit I've got myself into?
Nobody knows but you.
Yeah, I've got class first thing in the morning, but they don't need me at my best. I can do that shit with my eyes closed, and I probably will. Okay, here we go. Load program. What do I do now? Do I just pry into people's personal lives? Is there a question I want to answer? I feel uncomfortable just looking at people's accounts for the fun of it. I should check to see whether Alexis's picture is still there. Okay, it's not there anymore, but I can't deny what I saw. That was her, naked, more than naked, having sex. So this thing really can only access recent information. Unless there's some other explanation I haven't considered. If that's true, I probably shouldn't be able to see that much of anything right now. What is it? 2:30? Who would be up at this hour? I can search by student. I can check up on anyone in college. Do I want to, though? If this program does what I think it does, I'd be prying into other people's private lives. But I have to do that if I'm going to figure out exactly what this thing is.
Gotta move the plot along, for sure.
There's still a chance that I've made some kind of mistake. That this isn't what it seems like it is. This might be some kind of prank or a dream or something. But I have to check. I just need to search for anyone at all. Just pick a person. Anyone.
Pick your friend, Leah.
Leah's pretty safe. I mean, I basically know everything about her, so it's not a big deal if I have a peek, right? Just have a look. Nothing. I should have guessed. Weekday on a college night. Of course she isn't going to be up so late. I guess it is the case that I can only look at information that's been recently accessed and is still in the cache.
Look.
Which begs the question, how does it work at all? How is the cache compiled? I'd like to run a few tests, but who do I know would be up at this hour? Do I just click until I find someone, or... No, wait a minute. There's sorting options for the massive list of students, alphabetical by student, ID, by GPA, by most recent activity. If I click that, the top people should only be those who are awake right now and on their devices. I have a feeling I might find. I sort the list by recent activity, and the list conveniently orders itself. And of course, at the very top is Sam. I didn't see Sam yesterday, but knowing her, she's up way too late playing some dumb game, or finishing a paper at the last minute. Sorry, Sam. Fate has decreed that I will spy on you. Forgive me if you ever find out. Okay, a few interesting folders. What should I look at first? Emails, Lords of Cochrane, or her keyboard input?
Lords of Cochrane.
Lords of Cochrane. Sam talks about that. She calls it a kilt porn RPG. Whatever that means, I don't think it's literally porn. Sam just likes that word. Food porn, brain porn, etc. In the folder is a constant stream of updating information consistent with a video game in progress. It's all hexadecimal. I don't really have the time to decode this. It's all probably just game junk anyway.
Catch. Recent email?
I hope nothing in here is too sensitive. I don't want to learn something about Sam that's going to change the way I think about her. Let's just take a look. One sent to our mutual professor, Mr. Rogan. It looks like she just submitted a paper. Did we have homework due? No, we didn't. Sam was just late. Very late. A week late. I'm kind of surprised Sam didn't tell me. We were meant to describe the challenges to a given speculative technology. I chose fusion power. Sam chose warp drive. It looks like Sam did a good job on her paper, at least. Nice job, Sam. Keyboard. Is this really a keylogger? Oh shit, it's a keylogger. Looks like it. Looks like Sam is playing a game. So it's just a series of random inputs. If I scroll back far enough, yep, that's password alright. I'll pretend I didn't see that. Okay, so the program is capable of logging keys, reading program data, and intercepting encrypted emails. Shit, this is serious stuff. Shocking, I only had to download it off the admin's cloud storage, and the fact that it can read so many different formats and output something legible is disturbing. I know that there are personnel trackers that let big companies monitor the computer usage of employees. I suppose there's precedent for that kind of thing. But these aren't company computers. These are private devices that utilize the university's network. What is my current hypothesis here? What exactly is this program? It's a virus. It's a glitch, or it was designed that way.
Designed that way?
I think so, too. It was in the college's cloud, right? They had to have known what the program can do. If that's the case, someone in the admin has been spying on everybody. The program is too powerful to be a simple mistake. When I asked Hank about the app, he said it was secure. Maybe he's the one behind this. But if he was, wouldn't he try to stop me when I made my discovery? There's not much else to say, honestly. The theory doesn't exactly fit, but it is the best answer I've got. I suppose, when I wake up tomorrow, I'll continue my investigation. Sorry, that's a bug zapper. Gather clues and stuff. I got mosquitoes in here.
What
guys.
Did you find, McClay? Dead bug?
I don't know.
That's what every
clue. But it definitely went off when there was a bug. Yep. This is the kind of intrigue that Leah would be totally into. I could ask for help. But no, let's see if this is for real first. And if it is, then I might have to protect Leah from it. Let's check Alexis again, just to see how long it takes for the data to go away. Jeez, even more fucking nude pics, but not of her. Interesting.
What's look through these?
I know people sexed a lot, but what is Alexis doing with all this? Should I take a look?
Yeah.
If anyone else had access to this program, they could download these pictures and use them for whatever they want. On the other hand, I could download the files and use them for whatever I want. Shit, am I really thinking of building my own little spank bank? It's wrong. It's perverted. It's a violation of privacy. But it's kind of hot to see nude pics because they weren't intended to be shared this way. I feel like a creep looking at these, but I have this overpowering temptation to save the pics to my hard drive.
I don't know. I feel like...
It's only for me, right? I definitely won't share them. What harm can it do? Done. I feel a little ashamed, but also a little excited. I can see why people do this. Actually, you know, let's play a different
Well, just you don't want a roommate to find out.
Fuck it. I'm not stooping to that level of degeneracy. I won't be able to stop it. There's multiple endings, guys. We don't want to get the ending where they're all pissed because you were the guy that had all the pictures. Unless something happens later where those pictures are necessary. Who knows? I don't know. This is this is a long game. I won't be able to stop if I start, so I won't start at all. Turn off the computer and forget you ever saw this. It's late at night. I have work to do tomorrow. Judging by what happened tonight, I'll have an extremely busy day. But some people might be in the whole void. Remember, one of the purposes of this material is the flavor. And it might be about a voyeurism flavor. So if somebody's got a voyeur flavor, they will probably want to get all those pics and follow that path continues to collect those pics.
Yeah.
I know I have class this morning, but all I can think about is what happened last night. This is also kind of why I wish we had a live chat. Because people could actually tell me, it's like, hey, do you want me to do the pics? Because some people might be like, hey, yeah, we want you to show the pics. Because we would do the pics path.
But we can play it multiple times.
Well, it's long, so we can just...
I think we're just really giving you a look at this path.
Right.
There's other ways you can go.
Way more different ways you can go. I managed to get a... And again, this game is done, so yeah. I managed to get a wink of sleep, which is good. Whether it'll last me the whole day, that's a different question completely. I've got to take action one way or the other on this app. And to do that, I've got to be fresh enough to think. I put on my clothes and head on out. No time to make proper breakfast. I throw some cereal and milk in a bowl and chomp down. Each chew, I think about the program, what it means, where it came from, how it is that I'm the only one who seems to notice it. Already, I'm second-guessing all the theorizing I did last night. It's kind of sick, but I am kind of excited about the whole situation. It's a sort of drama I never thought I'd be involved in. Probably be the highlight of my career as an IT professional. I want to run more experience, actually. Something could have changed. Should have changed from this morning, right? I'll have my coffee in my room. Shouldn't Leah be out by now? She's usually up earlier than I am. I usually hear her shower going off. I glance towards her room. Of course, Leah's left the door open again. I don't know how to tell her to be more careful. I know it's just me, but... I couldn't help but spy on her last time. It wasn't her fault, really, but it definitely did feel weird. That'd be the responsible thing to do, to close the door this time.
Wanna say close the door?
Quietly, so she doesn't hear me. Maybe I should do it loudly, just to remind her. Proud of myself for resisting the curiosity I failed to yesterday morning, but I shouldn't pat myself on the back too hard. A good person would not have been tempted at all.
Unless you had the bra on, what more can you say?
Right. What was I doing? Where was I going? Still, why isn't Leia out and about yet? Usually she just... The fuck? I totally forgot. Leia wanted to ask me about something, didn't she? And she wanted all day yesterday to do it, too. When I got home, all I could think about was that program. I practically pushed Leia aside to get to my room. Fuck shit. I mean, if she knew what I'd discovered, she'd probably understand, but... I didn't know what was going on myself. I still don't know. Leia's door is opening. What do I tell her? She leaves the room fully dressed, giving me an acknowledging look as she crosses to the other side of the room. Leia! I was really busy when I got home last night. I understand. What was the thing you were going to tell me? She looks at me for a moment as though considering what to say. Just that I'd be busy for a few days, and you probably wouldn't see me. You've got the apartment to yourself, isn't that exciting? From anyone else, I would have picked up a shred of cattiness. But Leia gives me what I know is a genuine smile. One genuine heartbreaking smile. She really thinks I don't want to spend time with her. I always have time for you, Leia. Something weird came up. If you wanted to do something soon. Of course, I got myself into another commitment. But maybe next month. Yeah, let's pencil something in for next month. I've got to head to class. I'm already running a little late. You are usually out earlier than this. I know. I guess I had something pressuring, too. All right, Grim. See you tonight. Hopefully.
Pressing.
I said pressing.
Yeah, you said pressuring.
Oh, well, it's about the same.
Is it?
Yeah. All right, Grim. See you tonight. Hopefully. Leah walks out the front door. I have class with Sam this morning, so I should be headed out too. Green lights, red lights, I followed them without any clear thought. An old conversation I had with Leah pops into my head. The words repeat like I had heard them yesterday. I hadn't thought about it for years now, but for some reason today it decides to overtake every neuron in my brain. It was just after summer vacation. Leah and I should have been in class, but we weren't. Leah was always a goody two-shoes, and I was two at the time. So we weren't used to skipping, and being in an empty hallway in the middle of a weekday felt ghostly. This conversation, however, was just too important. Why? Because it's important. All because of a documentary? Not just that. The documentary confirmed what I always felt, which is why I had to do it. Leah, nobody reads the Academy newspaper. That matters less than you think. The circulation for the most important journals and papers in the country is surprisingly low. Do you know how few people are actually subscribed to Nature? Nature's a scientific journal thingy. But Academy paper reprints press releases and reports on sporting events that everyone already knows about, and that's it. Ah. Hold on. I think I've got it.
One of many.
One of many.
Then we will fight the shade.
Leah, I thought we were both going into the student council. What I said is we should both do the same thing. Not that it would specifically be the student council. What's wrong with you joining the newspaper? I should have said a joke, but I was fueled by the argument, by a sense that Leah was abandoning me instead of de-escalating. I went for the throat. To be frankly, I don't want to put myself in a position where I can be forgotten about. Leah stepped back from me like I'd struck her. I had just attacked something she cared about with a truth she didn't want to hear. I immediately started regretting what I had said, but I feel like I'm already halfway down the cliff already. I don't apologize, and I shouldn't have.
I should have.
Should have! Sorry, I'm in the middle of fighting mosquitoes. If you just conform, you can't change anything. To be absolutely fair, they can read the text.
To a zapper going off every couple of seconds.
They can read the text.
Oh, this is so fucking exciting.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, it's not my fault. I'm getting completely murdered by it. No, they're biting, stinging. That's the thing. These mosquitoes are rough. Got that one.
I must not have good blood. They ain't fucking with me.
Yeah, they
must have been all that ice cream yet.
They fuck with me all the time.
They love dairy.
Shit! Sorry, guys. Shit happens. Anyway, so what? You're gonna do some hard-hitting journalism? Mm-hmm, I will. Oh, okay. Well, while you blow the whistle on the cafeteria's mystery meet, I'll try and convince Valerie to leave a slot open for you on the council. And I'll tell Valerie she doesn't need to, because someone has to take a stand, even if it is just the mystery meat in the cafeteria. I can't wait to see the article.
Well, what's the mystery?
No. Send the meat? I was about to turn the storm off, but...
Get it from the same place Taco Bell gets there?
I guess so. Grade D meat's what I hear. I could tell she had more to say. Grim. Oh, man, I can't even eat their shit anymore. Okay, it makes me run right to the damn bathroom now.
Purpose.
I'll go to a real Mexican restaurant in a heartbeat.
But at 2 o'clock in the morning, usually that's the only one available.
I know it. What is it now? Just because I'm going in a different direction than you doesn't mean our friendship is over. We'll always be friends. But what kind of friends would we be if we couldn't be true to ourselves? True to ourselves? Stop talking like a self-help book. I'm not forcing you to be a journalist, am I? You didn't want to be one. Well, I didn't want to be on the student council. What she said was completely true, but I didn't like it then, and I still don't like it. She did to me what I did to her, which was to cut with the truth. Except I did mine in the spirit of anger, and she did hers in the spirit of friendship. Probably eaten like two of these motherfuckers already. But ultimately, my instincts about what would happen came true. Friends we may be, but friends who never talk and never interact. I still feel bitter about her choice. There's nothing I can do about it. Thought about wearing one of those citronella bands or something. I'm already late, and rushing to class isn't going to fix that. For some odd reason, mosquitoes do not like citronella. I'll walk in the middle of the lecture, and that'll be fine. Professor Rogum is not a bad guy. But if I make this a habit, I'm definitely going to erode the goodwill I've developed with him. Sam is probably going to be more upset, honestly. I try and open the door quietly, failing, of course, as everyone noticed me. Professor Rogum glances in my direction as if to decide whether he should say anything, but he doesn't. Thank God. Someone else notices me come in, too. There's Sam. When she sees me, her face pinches with relief. And we know Sam is... Man, Sam's got a lot going on. We saw all those pictures. I know that expression well. She needs me for something. It's a sixth sense. She definitely has a problem, and she's gonna ask for my help. I can only hope it's something trivial. I've still got to investigate that computer program. I don't have all day to help her. This is one of the difficulties of being mute. I can't say excuse me, so it just seems like I'm barging past people. Luckily, they know who I am, so they just artfully ignore me as I pass. She gives me a sidelong glance as I approach. Why do you get to be late, huh? I shrug. I take a seat on the other side of her. So, speechless? Can't defend yourself? Typical you. Ahem! Just then, Professor Rogum casts Sam a sharp glance. I hear a voice from Sam and Grimm's direction. I wonder which one of you it is. Sorry, Professor Rogum. More listening, Sam. That will actually do you some good. Grimm, I gotta bounce something off you after class. Typical Sam. When told to shut up, she only whispers louder. She looks pretty concerned. If it was anyone else, I'd be worried. But I know it's something I can easily handle. Gonna stop talking, you know, obvious reasons. I wonder what her deal is today. Calculating odds now. 40% chance of missing cell phone. 20% chance of missing keys. 15% chance she needs to clean her room before her parents come. 10% chance trouble with an assignment. 5% chance it's something completely novel. The chance that this is something serious? Close to zero. That's generally how it works with Sam. Gotta wait for class to be over. Sorry, I thought I was Rogum for a minute. Now I am. And that concludes today's lecture. Please finish your readings for next week, and we'll continue discussing relativistic velocity. Everyone gets up to leave, but Sam immediately leaps off her seat. Need to stretch out. Did you have to shake your leg like a maniac? I'm just trying to keep myself occupied. Don't you fiddle? Chew a pencil? Doodle? I used to doodle all the time. I sit and listen. That's why you do so bleeping well at college. How do you just listen? It's so unnatural. How do you get by with no life skills? Hey, I got life skills, okay? I can fold my laundry. But if it's clean, why does it matter if it comes folded? Just as efficient in good old-fashioned ball format. But that's beside the point. I got an issue. Did you check your pocket? Smartass, I did check my pocket. Just now, it's not in there. Can you come to my room and call me? I can't find my cell phone. Yeah, okay. When did you last have it? I last remember... Miss Hunter, could I share a word? Can it wait? I wouldn't wait too long, Miss Hunter. By the way, Grimm, I greatly enjoyed your paper on the challenges of fusion power. Your paragraph about the political and social hurdles was unexpected, but interesting. Thank you. You only really needed to discuss the physical limitations, but your scientific work was also compelling and thoughtful. I was only trying to push myself a little further. Indeed you did. Miss Hunter, we can talk now or during office hours. Now I guess. Let's talk by the lectern. I gotta go talk to Mr. Rogum. I'll wait for you. Thanks, motherfucker. She hurries down the aisle to Rogum in that energetic, frenetic manner that she does everything with. An old literature course just hits me like a ton of bricks. A foil is a character that contrasts with another. They serve to accentuate the other's features. Sam is kind of my foil, I guess. Honestly, we should hate each other's guts for being so different from one another. But that's the thing with foils. They aren't always enemies. Sometimes they're friends. I don't have much issue getting work done and passing classes. Sam, on the other hand, the way Sam looks at Mr. Rogum, deer in headlights, doesn't quite cover it. More like legless puppy in front of steamroller. Sam's in trouble for something. It might be because of the assignment she turned in a week late. She's usually in trouble for little, preventable things. I keep telling her how to avoid issues like this, and she pays no attention to me. The bugs have calmed down, apparently. Whatever Sam and Rogum talk about, the conversation is soon wrapped up, and Sam walks back to me, carrying the same grave expression. It only fades when Sam opens her mouth. I've really got to get my cell phone back, Grim. Let's go find it, then.
Yeah.
What did Mr. Rogum say to you? Oh, him? You know, typical teacher stuff. You had best improve, Miss Hunter. So on. He hates me. Not every teacher in the world hates you. Not every teacher. Not the ones who want to putt-putt up my butt-butt. Come on, be real. You and I, we have totally different experiences with the education system. You can't be that kind of person who always blames bad grades on teachers that hate you. And I'm not. I'm really not. I also blame myself. I'm so fucking disorganized. It takes me 10 times longer to do anything. I'm a bad student, and that's why teachers don't like me. I don't understand. How do you just do work? You sit down and get shit done? That's weird, dude. How do I do it? You sit down and then you do it. So you don't need to do any prep work? Make yourself some tea? Go for a walk around campus? Treat yourself to a few minutes of gaming? No, I sit down and I work.
That's ADHD.
That's so weird. It's not weird. It is. You're a freak. Anyway, you're kind of a teacher's pet, Grim. You don't know what it's like to be a schlub and a pleb. Teachers love you without wanting to bone you. For the rest of us, it's an either-or situation. Hold up, you think teachers don't want to fuck me? Also, you're not a slub slash pleb. You were a frickin' student council president. Sorry, I meant to say that, yeah, you're probably pretty fuckable. I'm sure there's some teachers who wouldn't mind some sweet, grim booty. But even if they didn't want that from you, they'd still love you because you're the shit at school. I'm shit at school? No, you're the shit, meaning you're really good. Get with it, Mom. All I'm saying is that you're one of those rare types that teachers don't have to pester and prod to get shit done. You don't do that badly, do you? I'm... Hesitation. Sam scratches her head and looks for the proper words. I survive. Everyone thinks, just because I was student council president back in my old high school, that I'm good at school. I'm not. Besides, you were the one that actually did all the stuff. Are we gonna have this discussion again? Come the fuck on, man. I even need your help to find my phone. Maybe next time you come over, you can wipe my butt too. Actually, she does say come the bleep on, and I think that's part of her character. Sometimes she curses and sometimes she doesn't. It's just her character, which is weird. Sam, it's not like you're the only person who loses their glasses on their forehead, figuratively speaking. Old people, dude, I'm young. Doesn't matter, just last week Actually, I don't lose many things because I'm well-organized, but I'm more of an exception. Linus is also a klutz. Everyone is kind of absent-minded. Yeah, except for you, right? I'm sure I've been late with an assignment before. Face it, even if everyone is as bad as you say, I'm still the worst there is. For fuck's sake, Sam, will you let me comfort you? Sorry, bad mood. Too little sleep. I'm in kind of a bitchy mood today. Well, maybe don't play Lords of Cochrane until the early hours of the morning.
Oh, he gave himself away.
Psychic, how did you know? Oh, fuck. Did I accidentally reveal that I've been spying on Sam using a hacked computer? No, wait, calm down. It's not like it's that unlikely to begin with. Sam plays that game all the time, for years now. He got fucking lucky. It's a very straightforward guess. You got me, psychic. Mysteriously, Sam doesn't respond immediately. She looks into my eyes. Drills into them. Oh, fuck, she senses something. Just that little uneasy pause tipped her off that something might be wrong. The thing I should do now is quickly say something. Anything. But despite how long I've been mute, my panic defense transfers into my worthless ruined vocal cords. It comes out in a strange, tuneless, throaty sound. I try to make it sound like a thoughtful pause. It looks like it worked. I need to be a bit more unpredictable, don't I? It'd be really unexpected if you started studying and doing homework. Shut up. Stop talking, you bleeping loudmouth. We reached the outside of Sam's dorm. Hold on, security card. Give me a second. With a bit of drama, Sam plunges her hand into her pocket and begins to feel about like someone reaching into the back of the couch. I watch Sam. With a dawning horror as her face grows ever confused and her hands dig ever deeper. It's in here somewhere. You gotta be kidding. You know, not looking at you and not listening to you are the same thing. Noted, I use the phone app. You gotta be kidding me. The funny thing is, I am. It was in my pocket all along. Fucking hell. Sam reaches out to swipe the card. And in a flash, it slips right out of her grasp. The fuck? Butterfingers. Okay, I get it. I'm a clumsy bitch and I forget everything. Be a gentleman for once and shut your bleeping mouth. Out of instinct, I lean down to pick up the card off the ground, but Sam suddenly stops me. It's fine, I get it. Sheesh. I can do something, you know. Of course, I'm not sure that Sam realizes how she looks as she bends down to pick it up. I don't think anyone in visual range misses this. And I'm not sure Sam realizes that she has it pointed directly at me, either. The little wiggle in her backside makes it nearly look like an invitation. I guess Sam has some grace in at least one area. But how do I really feel about this? What kind of feelings stir inside as I watch her in this compromising position? Monkey brain activated. She's a friend of nothing more. She's cute, but she's too... what are we gonna do?
Maybe a bad feeling for a woman.
I would have never thought Sam was my type before, but I don't know. I suppose I've never really put that much thought into it. There was a time I really wasn't interested in having a relationship right after the surgery. I guess that time in my life is coming to an end. I gotta stop staring at her ass. There we go, card retrieved. Plus 1,000.
I have stages of attraction. First is visual, then you talk to them.
Yeah.
And then you make your final assumption.
Yeah.
Because they can look good, but talking to them, you're like, ugh.
Right.
It's like someone's drilling teeth, and I've never had my teeth drilled before.
Right. What an achievement. Exactly. Thank you for realizing. Oh boy, let's go inside before you beat yourself to death patting yourself on the back. Home away from sweet home. Oh, we're in Sam's dorm now. She's got her little eyes blinking. I saw them blink just once. Nope, they blink again. They just don't blink every time. But all right, guys. This is...
keep my eyes moist through licking them.
This is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we will see you guys next time with more Shale Hell Secrets.
Later.
All right.